News channel after news channel after news channel. Ever wonder why they report the same news? This is Wake Up America.
Brought to you by Citizen Stringer.
The media has become absolute lunacy. What makes us different? We just tell the truth. Daily headlines, politics, social issues, focusing on headlines that the mainstream media ignores. Conservative to the core and honest, sometimes to a fault. Unapologetically American. Welcome to Wake Up America with your host, Stephen Oatley.
All right, what's going on? Let me make sure everything just worked with the new intros and all that. Sounds on. Look at that. That was all automatic, too, and it all worked. So hopefully it goes like that every day. How's everybody doing? My name is Steve. The show is called Wake Up America. Today is Tuesday, August 17th, 8.02 p.m. Man, dude. Man. Do we... Today we're going to be talking about Afghanistan. We may touch on COVID a little bit. We're going to talk about Afghanistan and why America now is the laughingstock of the world. And I'm going to be blunt about it today, just like the intro. I'm unapologetic about it. And if you don't like what I'm going to say, just get off my page. It's the easiest way to do it. But first, as always, this show is sponsored by Spartan Armor Systems. If you're unfamiliar with Spartan Armor Systems, well, let me tell you a little bit about them. Spartan Armor Systems has been around since 2012 and has been a leader in high-quality ballistic body armor and tactical gear. Their mission is to provide first responders and citizens alike with the affordable and reliable body armor that they deserve. And you need it now because look what's happening to our country. Anyway, they offer a wide selection of body armor, plate carriers, steel targets, and med kits at very competitive prices. They proudly manufacture all of the Spartan Omega AR-500 body armor, AR-550, and Armorply AR-650 steel core body armor right in Tucson, Arizona. If you're looking for the best safety solutions in body armor for sale, well, you should look no further than Spartan Armor Systems. And here's a little bonus. If you go over to SpartanArmorSystems.com and you use code YEET, you get 10% off your order. So how about that? So make sure you check them out. Let's jump into this stuff today, man. If unless you've been living under a rock, you understand that Afghanistan has fallen, I guess, or whichever way you want to look at it. Terrorists have taken over the country again. The same terrorists that killed, 200 or what was it? I think they killed 30,000 Afghan soldiers. They've killed 24 or 2,500 American troops, numerous contractors, probably hundreds of contractors over there. And the Biden administration decided that, hey, we are just going to evacuate the country, abandon our embassy, abandon billions of dollars worth of military equipment that we gave the Afghan army, who, just like we would suspect, I mean, I posted the video on Twitter the other day. Remember that video on Twitter the other day? Remember? I posted that of the Afghans working out and the United States soldiers were trying to, get them to do jumping jacks and they couldn't do it. They just couldn't do it. And then yesterday, in yesterday's episode, I covered some of these Afghan terrorists, Taliban people that were, that went into a gym in front of the in the Afghan presidential palace and they didn't know how to use any of the equipment. Hell, I mean, they don't even know what a trampoline is. There's video of them driving, trying to figure out how to use a trampoline. There's video of them driving around bumper cars. And I mean, oh God, it's so bad. What's going on over there is so bad. We're going to talk about some stuff real quick. And first, let's hear what Jen Psaki had to say about all this today. If I get the button right.
Okay. Can you offer any guarantee to the Americans and Afghan allies that if they remain there past the end of the month, U.S. troops will help them evacuate past the end of the month?
Weijia, our focus right now is undoing the work at hand and on the task at hand. And that is day by day, getting as many American citizens, as many SIV applicants, as many members of a vulnerable population who are eligible to be evacuated to the airport and out on planes. And we're going to do that in an expeditious fashion. That is the focus of the president, of our Secretary of Defense, of our Secretary of State, and everybody on our national security team. So that is where we will keep our efforts.
So they just don't answer the question. If you haven't been able, and we're going to get to this. This is a clip from the same press conference. It's just a Fox clip because I didn't have time to clip mine. But she didn't answer the question. And we have a lot of stories about this, too. The Daily Mail. But of course, United States media outlets don't report it. We are going to focus heavily on Afghanistan for the next couple of weeks because I think it's in... Joe Biden gets up on the national stage and says that what's going on in Afghanistan isn't a national emergency or a national security issue, that he wants to focus on things that are happening here in the United States. He doesn't want to focus on what's happening in the other, you know, over there. Again, these are the people that have killed hundreds of thousands of people. It's mind-blowing. And we have up to 40,000 Americans stranded outside of the airport. Outside of the airport. Now, the White House, Jake Sullivan, he was on the press conference today. This is what he had to say. Maybe if I press the right button.
The mission is not complete by August 31st, and there are Americans and Afghan allies who remain there. Will U.S. troops stay until everyone is out, or will they leave?
So I'm not going to comment on hypotheticals. What I'm going to do.
He's not going to comment on hypotheticals. It's not hypothetical. There are 40,000 Americans in Afghanistan right now that are trapped, that can't go. Go on Twitter. You will find people that are talking about it. There's dozens of people that are looking. People are crying. It's all over social media. And here's the thing. Social media is trying to hamper it. Mainstream media is trying to pretend it's not existing. Like this isn't a real crisis that's going on. I mean, here's the thing. Joe Biden said the buck stops with him, right? That's what he said yesterday in his bullshit speech before he flew off on a government helicopter to Camp David where he was going on vacation. Now he's flying back and he's apparently going to arrive in D.C. at 8:40 today and he summoned the press pool like he's going to answer any questions. And maybe he will, because you know what the Taliban said today? They held a press conference and they answered questions from the press. And Al Jazeera, a news outlet, see, I'm skipping out right now on the order that I wanted to do it. Al Jazeera actually made a headline, which you see was the caption on this video, on the thumbnail of this video. Al Jazeera said, Taliban answers questions from press, but Biden doesn't. Like, do you understand right now in America, we are the laughingstock of the world. Not just, you know, it's not just Republicans laughing at Democrats now. No, we are the laugh. Us as a whole, as Americans, are the laughing stock for the world. And this guy wants to talk about hypotheticals while there's American. And it's not even just Americans. There are also people that gave their lives or gave. There's people there that put their lives at jeopardy to protect our troops, to talk to our troops, to interpret for our troops, to work in all the facilities there for the benefit of the United States. And the government is just turning their back on them and saying, well, they should have been able to defend themselves. That's precisely what Joe Biden said yesterday. He said that the Afghan government should be able to do this themselves. And you'll see again how media outside of our country is portraying us. I'll show you. I've got thumbnails. What? This is so stupid.
We will stay focused on the task at hand, which is getting as many people out as rapidly as possible. And we will take that day by day.
So you can't commit to bringing back every American?
They won't commit. I mean, that's what that reporter just said. You won't commit? Now, this video here, I don't... We'll hear it, but... This video, I'm going to try to talk over it. Hopefully, it's not too loud. This is the Qatar Air Force that is dropping off Taliban leaders in Afghanistan right now. The Air Force of Qatar. Look on the plane when it zooms in a second. They literally, Taliban leaders are flying in and they're celebrating. These are people that killed Americans. These are people we had in Guantanamo Bay, and Obama releases and trades them for a traitor that got soldiers killed. The one of these Afghanistan leaders the other day was in Guantanamo Bay, and we released him, I believe, in 2014 or 2015 for Bo Bergdahl, or what's his name now? Like Lauren or some shit like that. The guy that deserted his whole platoon and they had to go out searching for him and came under fire. We traded four terrorists for him. Those terrorists are the ones. Everything that happens right now is squarely on the backs of Joe Biden, of Obama from releasing him, our intelligence committees, our Department of State, our Department of Defense. Because here's the thing, Department of Defense and Department of State are going back and forth. They're trying to lay blame on everybody else. The fact is we didn't have an intelligence failure because they've been talking about this for months. I mean, here's the thing. This is what's absolutely insane. I can't show it because they don't have it preloaded. Everyone, do you guys know there's an Afghan embassy in Washington, D.C.? I'm so tempted to drive into the city tomorrow and just get video of this Afghan embassy tomorrow because I'm very curious to see if there's anybody actually there. Because here's something really interesting. You can look back going to August 10th. Actually, no, we'll go back further. So let's look. August 4th. August 10th. Who is this? Adel Rez, the ambassador to the United States from Afghanistan, spoke to Mr. Dean Thompson, deputy U.S. State Department for Southeast Asia and Central Asia. This conference video discussed bilateral issues between the JA and the United States and the appointment of putting pressure on the Taliban group to commit real peace talks. On the 10th, this same lady met with Rebecca Zimmerman, Deputy Director of Policy and Strategy, about the continued support of Afghan National Defense and Security Forces. In the video conference, Zimmerman assured a strong commitment of the United States to Afghanistan and the continuous support of the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces. So our government reassured the Afghanistan people. The ambassador to the United States for Afghanistan, Lady whatever her name is, Lady Adel Raz, she assured her that the United States were going to have their back on the 10th. Today's the 17th, mind you, so this was a week ago. It goes on, because she didn't just meet with that. She met with General John Kimball, former commando of U.S. And NATO forces in Afghanistan, through video conference. In the conference, Mr. Raz appreciated the service of General Kimball in Afghanistan and his continued support of a friend of Afghanistan. And then both sides discussed the security situation in Afghanistan and emphasized the urgent support of Afghan National Defense and Security Forces. It's insane. It's the same thing, because I had to translate it because it's all in Arabic. There's more. On the 10th, she also met with, who is this? Lady Liz Grant, president of the U.S. Peace Institute, discussed the importance of effective cooperation with the Institute. It just keeps going. It just keeps going. On the 12th, she met with U.S. House of Representative Congress, Mr. Estido Chabot. I want to talk to him. Including the current situation, Afghan National Defense and Security Forces, and discuss the need to increase air support for these forces. That was on the 12th that the ambassador to Afghanistan talked to a U.S. Congress member. There's more. On the 12th, she talked to another Congress member, Michael Walter. Again, discuss the importance of the unity of America and Afghanistan against the common enemy of the United States in Afghanistan, which was the Taliban and other both terrorist groups. Both sides emphasize the important role of Afghan National Defense and Security Forces in the war against Memorial groups and the need to increase their support. You think there's more? There's more. Because then on the 13th, she had talks with Senator Mitch McConnell, Dianne Feinstein, Jack Reed. I don't even know who all the rest of it. Let me see. Senator Jim Reach, Joni Ernst, Senator Roger Wicker. Keeps going. Kevin McCarthy, Gregory Meeks, Lois Frankel, Mitchell McCall, Devin Nunez, and Young Kim. She had telephone conferences with all of them. Again. And this is what they put out, the Afghan government put out while it was still a government. They put out that she met with members of Congress and the senators to discuss urgent situation in Afghanistan to the extreme level of Taliban violence. All members agreed that urgent actions need to be taken to protect civilians' lives in major cities, including Kabul. They stressed the need to provide extended close air support and necessary equipment to Afghan security forces. They called for intense political pressure on the Taliban and an immediate stop to the slaughter in a demonstration of commitment to peace and political solution. Our government turned their Republicans as well. Mitch McConnell, he's a rhino, whatever, McCarthy, rhino, all those people, they turned their back on these people as they asked for help. So no one could say they were blindsided because the Afghan ambassador was talking to all of our elected officials before all this happened, saying, look what's going on here. We already know that intelligence community was briefing for weeks before this, saying that this was going to happen.
They literally tried to impeach Donald Trump over a phony Russian phone call or Ukrainian phone call. Then they tried to impeach him for the January 6th riots that took place. If this isn't grounds to impeach an incompetent, idiot, pompous president, I don't know what else would be. Because he is getting people killed. There's people, they've been beaten. They hanged interpreters from the street and melted their DOD IDs onto their chest. You're not going to hear about that on CNN. That doesn't matter. They're just going to say it's peaceful. They're going to pretend like everything that you see is just not real, that it's not really happening. Because that's oh God, it's so infuriating to me. It really is. Because they deserve better. It's not even we do, they deserve. And so you know what? You know how our government right now, the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan, or not, they're not in Afghanistan. This is the email that went out to the United States citizens in Afghanistan right now. If you're not enraged that this is going on, you are not an American. I'll be honest with you. You should be enraged that Americans across the country are being treated, across the world are being treated this way. Two American citizens, thank you for registering your request to be evacuated from Afghanistan. The U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan has confirmed an unidentified number of U.S. government provided flights will begin soon. Please make your way to the airport, the Hamid Karzai International Airport at this time. And then look at the message on the bottom. Please be advised that the United States government cannot guarantee your security as you make this trip. They're working for the United States. That's why they're there. These are not the people that are looking for the S1 visas or whatever the hell they are, SV visas. These are American citizens. These are contractors. These are truck drivers. These are cooks. These are maintenance. These are bomb guys. These are engineers and doctors and nurses that our government right now is just abandoning. The Taliban has the airport surrounded. There's video. Granted, the mainstream media is pretending like it's non-existent, but there's video of the Taliban actually shooting at people outside of that area. There's video of all the helicopters flying around up while they're doing perimeter control. We have to be realistic on what's actually going on. Our government doesn't want you to know what's going on in Afghanistan. It's absolutely nuts. It's absolutely nuts what's going on over there. And the fact is nobody cares. Nobody cares. Even left media, even NBC and CBS and CNN and MSNBC, they're all calling out President Biden. Every single one of them. They're calling him out because he's leaving Americans there. Leaving. And they knew that this was going to happen. This isn't a small thing. This is a big thing. They knew it was going to happen in advance, and they did nothing to stop it. They knew that the Afghan ambassador was contacting everybody, asking them for help. And they met, and the Afghan ambassador met with everybody before the announcement came out from the Pentagon on Thursday. She met with everyone, right? What's today? Tuesday, 17th, 16th, 15th, 14th. So, yeah, that was probably the morning of that meeting. They knew that this was happening. And nothing. Nothing. This is, it's amazing. He wants to talk about and honoring troops and stuff as he walks away like a coward. Let's watch this. This is another idiot.
The Taliban have informed us that they are prepared to provide the safe passage of civilians to the airport, and we intend to hold them to that commitment.
Do you believe them?
Yes.
Just for clarity on that, is there some deadline that's been set? Has the Taliban given assurances that this will go till August 31st? Is the deadline before that or after that, for clarity on what you just said?
We believe that this can go till the 31st. We are talking to them about what the exact timetable is for how this will all play out. In terms of people being turned away, by and large, what we have found is that people have been able to get to the airport. In fact, very large numbers of people have been able to get to the airport and present themselves. There have been instances where we have received reports of people being turned away or pushed back or even beaten. We are taking that up in a channel with the Taliban to try to resolve those issues. And we are concerned.
Does anybody not just see how this is nuts? They are literally working with the Taliban. He said that they, you know, is the Taliban going to allow it? Here's the truth with the Taliban. The Taliban, here's a couple of stories, okay? I'm just going to read a couple of portions of it. The Taliban have seized U.S. military biometric devices so they know who the people are that they're targeting. They've seized U.S. military biometric devices that could aid in the identification of Afghans who assisted coalition forces, current and former military officials have told The Intercept. The device is known as HIIDE for handheld interagency identification detection equipment, were seized last week during the Taliban's offensive, according to a joint special operations command official and three former U.S. military all personnel, all of whom are worried that sensitive data that could be that these machines contain will be used by the Taliban. They contain identifying biometric data such as iris scans and fingerprints, as well as biographical information, and are used to access large centralized databases. It's unclear how much of the U.S. military's biometric database on the Afghan population has been compromised. This is insane. And he says he doesn't know, you know, they're trying to get out by the 31st. Here's the new thing from the Taliban. Now, it's not being reported here in the United States yet. Actually, Epoch Times, but again, they're from China, but they're here in the United States. Isn't it weird that the biggest news outlets here in the United States that actually do any honest reporting are all based out of, you know, they're from other countries? Well, BBC News is now reporting that that the Taliban has said all foreign troops must leave by the deadline. So they're saying no U.S. people are allowed there past September 11th. That's from the Taliban. This scumbag, Jake Sullivan, he will not admit that. Because, again, the perception is that we are this great, really strong country until you actually pay attention to what's going on. Then we see it. We're not. In the eyes of every other country right now, we are weak as shit. We're letting a terrorist group of 110-pound idiots, we gave them all the weapons to fight us. Oh my gosh, it's so nuts. So nuts. They say it's peaceful. You just heard what he said a minute ago, right? Yeah. Tell me how this is peaceful. This is outside of the airport. How can you even say it's peaceful? This is not peaceful. It's the same mentality as saying the riots in 2020 were mostly peaceful. This is not even... Oh my goodness, man. Does anybody not understand that our government is flat out lying to us consistently over and over about everything? About everything. And I don't know how much of this video, because there's other video where they pelted a woman and a child with rocks. There's video on social media showing that. A woman and a child. They say that women are going to have a place in that country. Oh my gosh. Like, this is so dumb. I don't understand. And what's the answer? Is the answer just to flood that, you know, to send more troops than we ever have over there? I don't know. But the fact is we should not be out. We should until every single American soul is out and safe. That's the only, and all the people that helped us over there that deserve and that were promised to have a life in exchange for working for the U.S. government. Our government should not bow down. Our government shouldn't sit here and wait. We shouldn't be, you know, our military, the 5,000, 7,000, 8,000, whoever's there, we shouldn't be holed up in the airport, you know, taking fire. We shouldn't have that happen. And you know what's going to end up happening? We're going to be seen as weak. China's going to take Taiwan. Russia's going to invade somewhere. And we're going to be in World War III before Biden even gets declared as an imbecile, like we all know. And then Kamala Harris takes office. I guarantee it. I promise you. So disturbing what's going on here, man. It's so disturbing. I had that set up wrong. Thank you for the 500 stars, Catherine. I forgot your name already. I didn't see it. Man, dude. And there's more. Let's hear what he had to say here.
Yes. Okay, two questions for you. One, has the president spoken to any other world leaders since Kabul fell to the Taliban?
Oh, sorry, I was looking at the wrong person. He has not yet spoken with any other world leaders.
This guy is supposed to be the president of the United States. I sincerely hope at 8:40 today when he lands in the White House, I sincerely hope he is there to resign. I hope he addresses national everybody and says, listen, F this job. I can't handle this job because he's ruining our country. He's ruining our reputation. Every single person that criticized Donald Trump over the past year, if you aren't like literally sitting there eating your tongue right now, I have no idea. Because this is what's going on in this country. It's not really surprising, right? Because the left has been attacking the right forever. Now they assume, you know, the Americans that are over there, regardless of politics, they're just the right. I just don't understand it. I don't understand how this guy can get up. Jake Sullivan. I don't understand how the generals can get up. Or John Kirby. What was he, an admiral? I don't understand how they can get up there knowing what's going on over there and lie to everybody. Because a quick search on social media disproves nearly every single thing they're telling you right now. Everything. Now, Twitter is trying to be, you know, they're trying to take down these videos. TikTok has been taking down the videos. But here's another crazy story. April just wrote about it. TikTok is going to allow the Taliban to exist on Twitter. They kicked President Trump off for some bullshit. Because he caused a riot? So they said they kicked him off of their platform for that. And they're allowing people that literally killed thousands of Americans and tens of thousands of Afghan soldiers and hundreds of thousands of other souls that they killed. And they're allowed a platform on Twitter. I got to give it to Facebook and TikTok and Instagram because they said, F that. We're not allowing any support of the Taliban. Why? Because the Taliban is a United States registered international terrorist organization. But Twitter says, oh, no, it's fine. They're free to just, you know, put their propaganda all over Twitter. That is the new America that we live in now. This is insane. It's insane. We have foreign media making fun of our president for not answering questions from the press. We have, and there's so much of it. Hold on, I'm going the wrong way. There's so much of it. Look, this is, I don't even know where this is. London or something? The flight from hell. You know, it's all critical of, in the articles, it's all critical of them. Here's another one. Our diggers, which is their name for soldiers. This is Australia. Our soldiers died for this, and it shows this picture. Here's another one. Left to die. Here's another one. Biden, it's Afghan's own fault. This is a paper from the UK. The Daily Telegraph. Biden defends America's flight, meaning are fleeing from Afghanistan. Joke Biden, the Sun. The president of the United States is called a joke by other countries. This is so dumb. And meanwhile, and here's another one from the Washington Post. An intelligence official from Arab Nation, who like others on the condition of anonymity, I can't say that word ever, describes evolving assessments, said the official had seen an uptick in jihadist communication about developments in Afghanistan. The Taliban takeover, this official said, is, quote, encouraging many jihadists to think about traveling to Afghanistan instead of Syria or Iraq. According to European intelligence official, the Taliban's victory has become a rallying cry for jihadist sympathizers there because the, quote, the U.S. appears in all of this now as a weak nation. This is how other people view us. This should infuriate every single person, Democrat or not. Our country should not be viewed as a weak nation, ever. An Al-Qaeda fighter who goes by the name Abdul Khalib something said the Taliban's conquest was momentous for all extremists. God willing, the success of the Taliban will also be a chance to unify Mujahideen movements like Al-Qaeda. And oh my God, bro. This is all Biden's fault for not, I mean, it's not, and let's make it perfectly clear. This isn't all Biden's fault. This is the Congress people. Every single name of Congress that I mentioned before, State Department, to everybody that the Afghan government reached out to, and they all pretended like this happened suddenly. Well, then now we learn that the Afghan government met with all these senators, all these Republican senators as well. Where's Mitch McConnell? Is he condemning this? Maybe we need to do a paper on that. I read an article saying Afghanistan reached out. Mitch McConnell didn't do anything. McCarthy didn't do anything. did they come out and say, hey, Joe Biden is literally fucking over everybody, excuse my language? No, because they don't care. So sad what's going on in this country. So sad. And I'm not talking about Afghanistan. I'm talking about here. Because for some reason in America, we've just lost. America is gone. Do you know that? I'll switch topics real quick. But do you know Governor Abbott, right? The Texas governor, governor of Texas, whatever. He's tested positive for COVID. He's asymptomatic, doesn't have anything, but he tested positive. And he's already been vaccinated. He was fully vaccinated. All these leftists on social media are literally wishing that he will die. Hoping that he will die. Nobody understands the difference between, because, and to them, it's because he's against mandates. That's it. Or he's against mandates, and he banned mandates, masks and vaccine. And they're like, oh, how isn't that, you know, contradictory that he's vaccinated when he's trying to stop vaccinations? People are so effing stupid right now. They don't understand that when people are protesting mandates, they are not anti-vax. That's not what it means. It means they don't want to be forced to do something they don't want. So literally, we have people that are calling for the death of people that are unvaccinated. We covered the story last week about the California congressional candidate that literally said they want to shoot unvaccinated people. This happens all the times. It's happening more and more now. And then our Department of Homeland Security, the same day as Afghan starts falling, the very same day our Department of Homeland Security puts out a terrorist bulletin saying people that are against, you know, the COVID protocols may start, terrorizing. What about all the people that are actually making the actual threats in this country right now? How come the people that are the actual threats in this country are the ones that everyone just pretends doesn't exist and they go after everybody else? It's insane. It's insane. And the same people that are, you know, giving death threats to Governor Abbott are the same type of people that are you know, absolving President Biden of anything, saying it's Donald Trump's fault. Saying, well, he had this plan to withdraw all his troops, blah, blah, blah. The fact is, yeah, we had 25,000 troops or 2,500 troops there in May because we hadn't lost any troops there since February of 2020 in Afghanistan. February of 2020, the troops that were there were not on a policing mission. I mean, this is the most outrageous thing. Everyone pretends they've been attacking people and attacking their communities in violation of Donald Trump's plan ever since Biden took office. Again, people don't want to talk about that. Joe Biden wants to get up and say he has to follow this procedure. He didn't want to send in more troops and American souls and all that stuff. Well, then he turns and walks away from them. Like here, let me, put this one up, because this was him at that press conference the other day.
May God protect our troops, our diplomats, and all brave Americans serving in harm's way.
That is who you elected. All the Democrats that watch this. This is the image that you, this is what you elected. A president that walks away that doesn't answer any questions from the press. The person that gets up there and tweets when was it? In 2020 that he will never pass the buck. The buck lies with him. This conversation, this speech, he said the buck stops with him, but then he blames everybody else. He blamed the Afghan people. He blamed the intelligence community. And of course, he blamed Donald Trump. Even CNN called him out for it. Jake Tapper actually said it. Just like I just did. He gives a big a shitty speech to start off where he says that the buck stops with him, but yet he lays blame on the failure in Afghanistan on everybody else. I don't even care about the politics of this. Get our people out. You know, if the 5,000 troops that are there can't force their way out and go and save these Americans that are trapped in these buildings, the airport's surrounded by the Taliban. So now we're negotiating with terrorists? Like, what happened to our country doesn't negotiate with terrorists, right? You have some of these reporters, you know, asking open-ended questions if the United States is going to recognize the Taliban as the government of Afghanistan. And our government officials do not say no. They say, well, we're not going to talk about hypotheticals. We'll have to get to that point when the bridge is, you know, when we're there. We'll have to cross that bridge when it comes closer. They don't even say, like, categorically, fuck no, we're not gonna honor the Taliban. We as a country classify them as an international terrorist organization. Oh my gosh, man. It's so nuts. So nuts. But for some reason, nobody cares anymore. Nobody does. Nobody cares. America should be outraged. Every single fucking person in this country should be outraged right now at what's going on. And outspoken about it, too. Because even if you don't believe in the war in Afghanistan and the fact that it's been 20 years, which I don't, I think all of our troops should have come home a long time ago, just as most military people do. But there's no way in hell anybody's going to support leaving people behind. There's no way in hell. Like me, if I was the press secretary today, when they said, is that date firm? Like, if you can't get everybody by August 31st, are you just going to leave? My answer would have been, fuck no. We don't leave people behind. We're going to stay there. And we'll take on these little scumbag 110-pound soaking wet camp people. Terrorists. I don't even want to call them people. Terrorists. But no, nobody does. Nobody says anything. You know what's going to be interesting in a couple of minutes? You know, Freedom Flashpoint's going to start on this show. But in addition to Freedom Flashpoint, Donald Trump's going to be on Sean Hannity. And I'm going to be watching that and Freedom Flashpoint because this is nuts. I want to hear what Donald Trump has to say. I really think they should start 25th Amendment proceedings against President Biden. Get him out of there. Maybe Kamala Harris would do a better job. I really don't know. And that's a horrible thing to say because she's an awful human being herself. But maybe she would do a better job. Maybe there would be some sort of leadership. I understand it's a war machine. Yeah. Are we probably going to be in another war before the next 3 years? Absolutely. I don't think we will make it past this year before we have to take adverse reactions. I don't even know if we're going to make it the next couple of days without us having to send in troops. Because in all reality, we should be all over the streets right now. Requiring that our government does that, requiring that our government sends in more than 5,000 or 7,000 troops to go save 50,000 Americans. It's not even a question for me. And the fact is that some people, they don't understand it. They don't understand it. Not a single time in any of those press conferences today did we hear any accurate number of how many Americans are over there. Not a single time. Jen Psaki refused to give the answer. John Kirby refused to give an answer. Jake Sullivan refused to give an answer. And if Joe Biden speaks to the press today, he's going to refuse to give an answer. If they come out publicly and say there's upwards of 40,000 Americans in Afghanistan that are trapped, America will turn on him so fucking quick. And that's why they're not doing it. And yes, the media is like softballing it. They're pretending. Like, they're like, oh, yeah, it's a dire situation. Freaking insane, dude. Even CNN, right now, they have an article out. Biden administration embroiled in internal blame shifting amid Afghanistan crisis. Factions within the Biden administration are embroiled in a blame game over why the U.S. government didn't act sooner to withdraw American citizens and Afghans who helped the U.S. over two decades of war. April, if you're watching this, everyone can do it. Go to the Afghan embassy page on Facebook and April, I would like you to get a statement from every single person that they talked to since the 10th. Every single person that I mentioned, every senator, you know, reach out to their, and that goes for everybody because this is not a matter of just being a news reporting outlet. This is a matter of being an American citizen. I want to know if they've met with Mitch McConnell on the 13th, why that double chin scumbag didn't get up on national television and tell the American people what's going on. And why hasn't he done it since then? Why doesn't he call a press conference tomorrow and say, hey guys, I met with the Afghan ambassador and we knew this was happening. She knew what was happening. Everybody knew it was happening. They met with Department of State people on the 10th. Everybody knew it was happening. The intelligence community knew it was happening. And then Joe Biden wants to give a speech yesterday and said he was caught off guard. What? So stupid. So stupid. What happens to the Afghan embassy? Are we going to have Taliban come over here and be ambassadors? Fuck that shit. I'll never recognize them as a country, but I don't matter. You know, I'm just some guy sitting there doing the news, and I'm getting pissed. And I apologize for all the kids and everybody that watches the show for me cursing. I apologize, but I'm very mad. I'm very frustrated. This is not the American legacy I want to leave for my kids. We are weak. We can't do anything. We're mandated. You know, everyone is fighting about everything. First, it was the BLM bullshit. That's done. Now it's just get vaccines. And now the FDA tomorrow is expected to announce that everybody who's been vaccinated needs to get a booster, or they suggest that you get a booster. It's never going to end. New Zealand today just locked down because they got one Delta case. Australia, you can't even drink a beer outside in your yard if you're wearing a mask, or you can't take off your mask. Everyone made, all these arguments about Donald Trump last year during the riots in D.C. using helicopters to rotor wash away all the protesters. They are literally doing that on people on the beach in Australia right now. On the beach. Just people that are out sunbathing. This mandate question, all this stuff about COVID is much larger than the United States issue. That's a worldwide issue. And people need to realize what the hell is going on in this country. They said no passports. Passports we have now. They said it wouldn't be mandated. Looks like in October it may be mandated. The Army by September 15th, the Navy, I think, is there. Everyone that's active duty is going to have to get it by the 15th of September. Companies are mandating it. People are being fired. I got an email today that says that, their husband works for a job and he has 5 days to get vaccinated, or he's got to be tested twice a week with a thing shoved up his nose. He's not going to do it. He's going to lose his job. There's teachers that are losing their jobs for it. There's other teachers that are being doxxed publicly for not wanting to do it. There's a young child that has a medical exemption for not wearing a mask, and she doesn't want to go to school because the administrators and everybody are giving her such a hard time about not wearing a mask, even though she's medically exempted from it. There's so many. We can't even write about them all every day. Every single day we get these stories. You know, and then every now and then something comes up about equality. But we went from BLM and that whole shit last year to this now. Crime's through the roof in America. Cops are getting shot. A cop was just shot in San Bernardino County. I don't know if we finished that article yet. According to scanner traffic, he was shot in the head, but the San Bernardino, and that's unconfirmed. San Bernardino said he was stable when he was transported to the hospital and alert, which is huge if you're shot in the head. There was a cop killed yesterday, I believe. Or no, there was a cop shot last night in Texas. There was a cop killed the day before that. This is not the America that I want to leave for my kids. This shouldn't be the America that you're okay leaving with your kids either. Doesn't matter. Again, it's not about Republican or Democrat. And I say that all the time because it's so important to remember. It's not about this asshole that's on your screen. It's about us and you and me and what we're actually going to do about it. And I'm not talking about going and kicking in Capitol doors and doing anything stupid like that. And no, well, a flag wave, I know there's always people that say that because that's what I used to say. Go out and do flag waves. Go out and, you know, knock on doors. I don't know the answer to this. Here's my answer. Start protecting yourself. Start thinking about yourself. Start saving your money. Start, you know, hoarding shit. Like, seriously. Buy guns. Buy body armor. You know, do whatever. Buy CBD from justcbd.com. Do whatever you can, because if we don't, this fucking country, bro. I don't even know. I don't even know anymore. Speaking of Just CBD, did you know that Just CBD has a special offer for all of you guys that watch this show? If you visit justcbdstore.com, and I use this stuff too. I actually knocked it over right before I did the show. Normally it sits right here, but I was pissed reading all the news and I like hit my desk and it fell over. So it's on the floor by the camera. But if you visit justcbdstore.com and you use code CITIZEN20, you get 20% off. That's a huge discount. And trust me, if I didn't take CBD every day, can you imagine how much more emotion would have been involved in this program today? It would have been outrageous. Outrageous. What the fuck's happening to our country? I say it every day. I mean, it's almost, and I'm not saying that as like, I'm saying that because I just don't know. I really just don't know anymore.
I know we'll do well. I know we're going to be able to, you know, survive. I know the world's not going to end. But I mean, what legacy are we leaving? We're burying our children. We're ruining their children, their childhood with the masks and all this stuff. We're burying them in debt in the future. Our country is viewed as weak. Weak. This is America. We're not weak. The problem is we have a weak president. Can you imagine? I know what Donald Trump would have done. The second he would have got a briefing a month ago, he would have addressed the national television and said, listen, I want to get the hell out of Afghanistan as much as you do, but this is America. We're not going to be trampled on. I'm sending over 20,000 troops. We're taking this shit back before they started doing it. That's what would have happened. And then if our embassy was being attacked and the airport was surrounded and our Americans couldn't get there, we'd probably have 100,000 troops going there right now. We'd have coalition troops. We'd have everybody. We'd give the impression, or we'd show everybody that America is a tough country and is a strong country and is a country that follows through in what they say. And most of all, we protect our own. Because right now, what it's showing is that, nope, they can attack us. They can do whatever they want. And everyone gets up and gives a really strong speech and says, oh, yeah, I mean, if American soldiers injured or they attack it, we'll go with full force. Well, American soldiers, and they tried to pretend like it didn't happen. The Pentagon released a statement yesterday. American soldiers were fired upon in the airport and had to fire back, killing two armed Taliban members. And then today, the same people that issued that press release get up and say there's nothing that's happened. There's been no violent confrontations between the Taliban and the security forces there, which is a complete and utter lie. We already know that. We know it's a lie. It's crazy, guys. It's crazy. I hate being the doom and gloom guy. I really do. But I mean, what else do you do in this situation? It's. I mean, this show is called Wake Up America. I've been trying to get everybody to wake up for a year and a half now, when all the riots and shit were happening last year, nobody knew about it. I still talk to people and they're like, I didn't know. How many of you viewers, I do this all the time, how many of these viewers have talked to other people about the riots and everything that happened? We get emails all the time that say it. Like, I started watching you last year with the riots, and I talked to my cousin. I don't talk to my cousin anymore. They didn't believe there are any riots, and now my cousin watches you and he knows everything that happened. Like, I get those emails all the time. Someone said, hold this account or this administration accountable. How? Nobody does anything anymore. You would think right now, I mean, what's the guy's name? Peters or something from Florida. I forgot what his name. He used to be the governor. What the hell's his name? I don't remember his name. But that guy, he says, well, he's thinking it. He made a public comment, I guess, about Article 25 or the 25th Amendment. Or Article 25. I don't even remember what it is anymore, dude. Someone said, where can you watch Hannity? On Fox. Or Scott, yeah. Yeah, Phil Scott? I don't know. Scott, but yeah, you're right. He says it. Nobody else has done anything. Where's McConnell? Where's Triple Neck? Triple Chin, whatever you want to call him.
Mumbling Mitch.
Where is he coming out? I'm going to reach out, April, if you're watching, please start working on that. And we'll reach out to every single one of those people and said, hey, last week you were on a phone conversation with the ambassador to the United States, because mainstream media hasn't reported that. It's all over social media. You're telling me that the Fox newsroom, CNN newsroom, MSNBC newsroom hasn't checked the embassy page on Facebook for Afghanistan and doesn't know that the Afghan ambassador met with all these politicians and Department of State officials last week? How come nobody's, it rips apart Joe Biden's conversation. You're telling me that no big news outlet has been able to find that, yet some guy sitting here in his house and a couple of writers have been able to find that? We have to figure it out, bro. We have to figure it out. And we have to go get our people. We have to go. I mean, I'm not a big fan of war. Yeah, I never have been. I'm a big fan of fighting like men and all that stuff. But I'm not a big fan of war, especially not stupid wars. But I can tell you, the world is lucky I'm not president right now, because if I was president, we'd have 50,000 troops going over there. I would have called in every single favor I have with it, every other country. I would have been like, yo, just send your people. We got troops there, or we've got Americans there that were doing their job for America, and they're trapped. We're going to get those boys and girls. That's what I would have said. That's what a real leader, that's what Donald Trump would say too. He wouldn't leave them there. He wouldn't leave them there. And I'm worried that that's what's going to happen. And he certainly wouldn't negotiate with terrorists. No way in hell. Also, you guys know, just in case you didn't know, we're doing our mystery box sale. I'm going to throw the link in the chat. I'm going to talk about it real quick. Our mystery box sale, these are September pre-orders. So these will go out September 15th, and we're giving away a TV. And the TV will also have a lifetime subscription to Citizen Stringer. So if you have a current membership and you win the TV and you buy one of these boxes, but you do win the TV, your membership will be canceled. You have a free membership for everything we ever do. And you can download our app right on your new Roku TV. But we're giving away one Roku TV, and then we're giving away four gift cards, $100 gift card, and three, I could only fit two pictures there, but three $50 gift cards. Shout out to everyone that's getting their mystery boxes. Most of you will start getting them, what's today, Tuesday, so Thursday, because I delivered them all to the postal service today and got those all out. And you will, some of them, there's, I don't know. I didn't keep the names of the people that won, but some of you guys did win. I think there was a $500 gift card. There was a $150 gift card, and there were four $50 gift cards that were thrown in those boxes. So if you want a mystery box, the link is in the description, or the link is actually scrolling right now in your chat. If you want to order a mystery box, they go pretty quick. I think I have 20 of each size. All the shirts will be printed by me in our new print shop down below. And then the stickers and everything will all be all new. So you won't have any of the old stuff. The only thing I do, because these are actually going to ship in bigger boxes than they typically do because of the sweatshirts that are going to be in them, I may, especially with the small, medium, and large shirts, I have a bunch of old shirts here that, well, they're new, but they're old designs. You may get a box that has like 15 shirts in it. Congratulations. It's just because I want to get rid of them. But those are going out September 15th. So make sure you get your order in now. And then we also have and most of you guys probably saw an ad already because we're paying for some Facebook ads. Because I realized, here's the truth about it, without all the selfless promotion and all that stuff, I've realized that it's a lot easier for me just to do this rather than say, hey, contribute to Citizen Stringer, you know, don't use big tech. It's a lot easier for me to say, hey, go buy a mystery box. And here's the thing about the mystery boxes. I added a payment plan. You can actually pay. You can finance a mystery box and spread the payments out over 4 weeks or 4 months or whatever it is, four equal payments, which is crazy. But, you know, Shopify allowed me to do it. So I was like, sweet, because that means more people would buy it. And you just choose that option. I think it's called Shop or something like that on the app. And then also we have our F Your Mandate shirts that are out now as well. Now, these are limited time runs. They ship very quick. These are printed on demand, so they ship super fast. Once I get my printing press and everything set up, I'll be printing these here in my house as well. So they'll ship slower, but they'll be better because then I'll have the logos on the inside tag and the logos on the arms as well once I figure out how to do all that stuff. But buy this shirt. This is the best way you can support everything. Like, if you like this show, there's 2,000 people watching on social media today. If you like this show and you like my style of reporting the news, we just opened an office or studio in Atlanta, Georgia, which Freedom Flashpoint is going to be broadcasting from here in about 6 minutes. We're going to do more. We're going to add more studios across the country where other people can come in because we want to do a lot. And we want to keep reporting the news and breaking the news. So rather than just saying, oh, just blindly support me and get nothing for it except my awesome voice, buy a shirt. You know, if you buy a shirt for $20, but you wanted to support us with a $100 thing, you could do that anyway. There's a tipping thing in there if you so choose. But please do. That's it. Enough with the selfless promotion because I just don't like doing it. But it's, you know, it's a business. We have to make money. Otherwise I can't pay for anyone. All right. I country needs to wake up. I'm going to end this live show now. I do have an outro as well, but it's I think it's just music. Or, yeah, no, there's a video for it. But I have an outro. Jello, Joe Biden has a yellow line up his back. Someone said, I don't know what you're talking about. But yeah, man, we got to wake up. We got to wake up, guys. We really need to, because otherwise we're sheep. That's the only thing I could say. And it's a horrible thing to say. But anyway, I'm going to watch Donald Trump speak and Freedom Flashpoint. Freedom Flashpoint's going to be live on PTNN here in a few minutes. For everyone that's watching on PTNN, it's just going to go black for about 4 minutes. And then once Freedom Flashpoint's over, I'll probably play the White House press conference. And then this will repeat after that. So I appreciate everyone for being here. Appreciate all you guys for watching, and we'll see you later.
You've been listening to Wake Up America with Stephen Oatley, unapologetically American and unapologetically honest. Join us each night at 8 p.m. for more daily headlines, politics, and social issues, covering the headlines that mainstream media ignores. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review the show. See more on the website at citizenstringer.com. And we'll see you tomorrow on Wake Up America.